Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks, Madeline, for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Yesterday was day two in our series on this five-day series of goals and dreams, and I left a couple of thoughts with you yesterday that, number one, if we're going to seek after God's kingdom first, He promises that all the other things will be given to us as well, but that is a unique categorization that the Lord says, for me to do that, you must seek first my kingdom. And then secondly, I gave you this thought from Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and from Hebrews 12, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. Today, as we get into day three in goals and dreams, I want to get you to an action. What will be required to reach your dream? And in the little book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, the scripture says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. And then, I believe for part of our goal and dream, we've got to line ourselves up with like-minded people that have similar desires. Proverbs 27 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. My friend, today, as we head into this time of meditation, I want to encourage you, make sure that you are with people that can sharpen iron. Make sure you're with folks that can give you encouragement, and you can them. And let your prayer focus be, God, I believe in my heart that you have deposited certain dreams within me that I'm to accomplish. But God, would you help me to stay in perfect step in fulfilling my God-given purpose? So, before we jump into a time of meditation, would you join me as we pray? God, Father, would you take each listener and would you mold them and would you round off their sharp edges so that they might stay in step with you and your spirit as you carry out your mission, your assignment, and your God-given dream within their soul. And might you give them this short time to literally be able to hear from you with clarity and direction in the name of Jesus. So my friend, let's take a couple of deep breaths, prepare ourselves for a time of meditation, and draw that breath in and force it out. This time as you draw this breath in, try to assign and send that freshly drawn oxygen to the part of your soul that may be hurting, or it might be lonely, or it could be discouraged. And let the freshness of the air that the Lord brings you, let it just really take its role inside of your body, inside your soul, and let Him do what only He can do for you. Let's draw that breath in now. And force that out. And now as we begin our time of meditation, I want to invite you to just say to the Lord, Lord, I am so grateful for... And then just name one thing today that you are grateful for right at the moment. Lord, I'm so grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then, Lord, would you deliver into my soul a fresh message from you to me about what you would have me to do to chase after dreams that you have for me, desires that you have for me, and give my will the ability to step in perfect step with yours. And now I want to give you 2 minutes where you just take 2 minutes and let the Lord answer those prayers and speak into your life. Let Him prod you, let Him poke you, let Him speak into your life. However you know and can accept that God Himself has stepped into your world, take 2 minutes and I'll be back at that time. and I'm back. And trust that you have had a great couple of minutes to hear from the Lord and receive His promptings and be able to stay in step with the Holy Spirit as you carry out your mission, your assignment, and your God-given dream. Let me leave you with this thought on this day 3 of Goals and Dreams from the writer of Proverbs in chapter 16. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. My friend, let the Lord determine your steps in all of your ways this day. Meditate on that throughout this day and count on Him, because He will lead you in a way that you cannot go wrong. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 for our time of goals and dreams on the weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.